listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Vanessa Lozon, who recently took on a new role as director of Sutton Encore, the collective and administration that oversees the programming at Salle Alec et Gérald Bercy, a venue in Sutton, who is going to be speaking to us about the new changes her team hopes to bring with Sutton Encore and its upcoming program. So Vanessa, can you please start off by telling us a little bit about Sutton Encore and what your mission and objective is here in the townships?
Well, Sutton Encore came together in October as the result of, I would say, a cyclone of wonderful opportunities lining up. We had a person named Harry Harm, who ran the Patrovis and Billy Kuhn in Montreal for 15 years, that moved to Sutton, and Lionel Furanet, who owns Vin Orange. And then myself, who I've lived in Sutton since 2016, I found myself in this amazing position of running. I was essentially running the venue, which is the Salle Alec et Gérald Pelletier. But when we came together with a few other members, we decided to rebrand and revamp and really reorganize in a post-pandemic. I'm going to say post-pandemic because that's what it feels like. but in this new like epoch in our community, trying to bring music, art, theater, a wide range of cultural opportunities to not just Sutton, but people that are willing to maybe commute from the nearby towns. Just revamping, refreshing what the venue itself was offering. So I have two people that have a very large roster of artists in their contact bank. And so with the experiences that I've had putting on shows in Montreal before moving here, we have just come together at what feels like the perfect time. And yeah, our mandate is to really bring lots of varied cultural experiences. So we're focusing quite a bit on music at this point in time, because that's sort of where our skill set lies, rather. But we are interested in comedy shows and theater and even renting the venue space out to locals who want to put on a birthday party, or, you know, just making it available and making it appealing to, I mean, everyone, I guess, is a big, big goal. but yeah, so that's kind of what it is for us right now.
Okay. And like you mentioned before, you recently took on this role of director of Sutton Encore. Mm-hmm. So what are you hoping to bring with your new role, and what changes are you hoping to implement to just make this a great experience for everyone?
So I was a full-time elementary school teacher for 7 years in Sutton, and that kind of has given me the ability to coordinate a group. So I lead the team. I have members of my conseil d'administration, which is our governing board. And essentially, in this revamping, we need to be more present on social media. We need to be advertising more, not only in our community, but also in adjacent communities. We need to be available in the sense that, you know, answering phone calls, answering emails, like even in the last couple of months since this sort of rebirth, and I mean in the sense that the pandemic tremendously affected so many venues and so many artists in the last 2 years. And, you know, our venue in Sutton was no exception. We were practically closed down almost the entire time, so that when our doors reopened after opening, closure, every time they would reopen, it was like people didn't really know that there were shows going on. And we weren't present enough. So in this new like swing, we're really trying to be available, and we're trying to be communicative, and we are extremely enthusiastic and excited. Like we are the people that are in the front row at our own shows, like dancing so hard, and, you know, just to bring in this new life and this new enthusiasm. And I'm telling you, it is contagious.
That's actually, you kind of did a great lead into my next question, is how do you hope that these changes and to Sutton Encore will contribute to the community, not only in terms of the people that live here, but also the artists that you're going to be welcoming into your venue?
I think that the challenge has also been expecting or wanting our community to just have faith, just have this sort of blind faith. Okay, Sutton Encore, here they are, and they're presenting bands. Some are very well known, some are not very well known. And what we're hoping is that people in our community have just this, like, this faith that if you buy a ticket, which are pretty reasonably priced, if I may say, like, we are lowballing our ticket sales because we want it to be accessible, and we want people to be able to, you know, maybe try something out and not feel the pressure of spending, you know, a certain amount of money on a ticket, but just showing up and hoping, what we're really hoping is that people will try it out, whether or not they know that who the artist is. And we're not quite there yet. We haven't really achieved this, like, ideally, we would be able to come to a point where Sutton on Call will be recognized as, like, a high quality venue presentation, so that even if you aren't familiar with the artist, you feel confident that in buying a ticket, in going to the show, you're going to have a good time. The energy, we've had shows where there are 30 people in the room. We've had shows where there are 130 people in the room, and the energy is palpable. People are dancing. People are so excited. Like, you know, the artists have reflected this on stage, have thanked Sutton Encore, have said, holy moly, this is the best show that we've played on tour. Bon Enfant, the singer of Bon Enfant, said, this is the best venue in Quebec. And I said I would quote her eventually, so I'm quoting her now. But just knowing, just feeling confident that you're going to have a good time, that it's going to be a good experience with the team that I have. Like, we are really putting a lot of pieces together, and we are providing, like, I want to say, leveled up experience for concert goers, theater goers, people who enjoy comedy nights. And this, you know, again, this is what we're sort of focused on right now. But as Sutton Encore expands, and as our repertoire of shows just continues to increase, then you will see it in a much greater variety in presentation as time goes on. So just, you know, rest assured, have faith, buy a ticket, tell a friend, buy a ticket for your daughter. Just come to the shows, you know, come to the shows and try it out.
The programming, what you're going to be offering this year, this summer, can you talk a little bit about that and what people can look forward to in 2022?
In the next coming weeks, we have a few artists that are old buddies from Montreal. There's a band called Victory Chimes that will be playing on June 18th. And I used to work in a small venue in Montreal called Snack and Blues. May he rest in peace, the Snacks. But there were many bands that played there. We had the Sunday Night Slams. And in that time that I was in Montreal, I made a lot of contacts. I met a lot of artists. And so some of those artists now are reaching out to me because they've heard of Sutton Encore and they've heard of this little magical venue in Sutton. And so Jeff Louch, who's the singer and the piano player in Victory Chimes, reached out, and he's super, super stoked to come up to Sutton. The week before that, I'm going in reverse chronological order here. The week before that, we have a reggae night. So it's a local named Mark Mahoney that is going to be DJing on Saturday. He's bringing his own vinyl, and so he's going to be DJing, like, old school reggae vibes all night, which is really fun. So we are leaving opportunities for local people to put their hands in the, in French we say main dans la pâte. I want to say
hands in the pot.
Hands in the pot, you know, just getting involved, being proactive. Like, I'm a yes person. I'm open. Like, if you have a suggestion, if you want to come and do a dance night, if you have ideas, like, again, you can contact me at any time. I'm available. I answer emails. I answer phone calls. I answer queries. So, but that's kind of like the rest of our programming. We had a huge run since reopening in March. Then we're doing theater. So for 2 months, July and August, we have theater. We have two plays. The first one is Un Contrat, and then we have Oleana. So they are Francophone plays put on by two local actors. And then we're going to start up in the fall with shows, and it's going to be shows every single weekend. We have a few things that are left to be finalized, but what I can confirm is that we have shows in September, shows in October, shows in November. We'll probably all take a little hiatus in December, maybe beginning of January, to let people recover from the holidays. And then that's the objective, is just to always have things going on, you know, because after having a sleeping venue for 2 years, it's just so nice to have the doors open, to have music, to have people in the space, have people coming up to me and freaking out because they didn't know the artist and they danced all night. And it's just the accolades for the artists have been really important and big in the last few weeks. So I'm very proud of the work that we did this winter, not even knowing exactly when the venue was going to reopen, but we still worked and we still made calls and we still contacted people and we still just like tried to just to really envision this bustling little venue.
Just in the interest of our listeners here, will there be local artists and English programming just for people here in the local community? This is something that a lot of people look for.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's very important for us to be bilingual and to offer because, you know, our community in Sutton in the Eastern Townships is very bilingual. So it's, we don't want to just cater to one side of the fence. So we do have, I would say a very mixed variety of English and French music. The last show that we had on Saturday, Land of Talk, an Anglophone band from Ontario, one of the most incredible live shows I've seen in my life. And it was the third time that I had seen them perform. So just keeps getting better. Like I said, we have Victory Chimes. We'll have a reggae night, which is, I don't know very much French reggae, but I think it's going to be mostly English. And then again in the fall. So yes, absolutely. Stay tuned. You can check our programming on suttonencore.com. We keep it pretty updated with the flyers and with their links to the ticket sales. And if you're unsure, then I would like to be a little bit more prolific in using our social media to share what the artists are doing. Like before Land of Talk, I posted a lot of their videos. I even created a playlist that I shared on our Facebook page so that you could kind of tune into this curated playlist and see like, oh, I like this song. I'm not into this one or whatever. And you can kind of like make an educated guess, or you can just take a guess and try. But yes, 100%. Yes. I think it's very important that we have Anglophone music, as much as anything else going on.
Mm. Those were all the questions that I had for you about Sutton Encore, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that you think would be important for people to know about you.
I think it is important to follow us on Instagram. Sutton Encore is our social media name. I'm constantly posting shows, videos, live feed. Before every show, we do a Sanka set. So we do a little cocktail hour and it's on the terrace of one rue principale in Sutton. And it's a collaboration that we have with the shop owners. So we have La Réserve Naturelle, which is a natural wine store. Then we have Le Gronet, who makes pastas and sandwiches. And then we have Bagels Roundtop. And so there's food and there's drinks and the artists are there. And so people who have tickets to the show and even people who don't, we meet there, we have a drink, we get excited, and then people walk over to the show for 8:00. And there's a special discount for people who have a ticket to the show. So that's also a really nice incentive.
Yeah, and it allows people to kind of connect too.
Yeah, exactly. And meet the artists in a very decompressed way. Like it's very organic. You know, last week Land of Talk and their bandmates were just sitting down eating pizzas, having beers, and then people were coming up to them and saying, oh wow, I saw you play at, you know, this venue and that venue.
Well, thank you so much, Vanessa. I really appreciate it.
It was really great to come by. Thanks for having me.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.